Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore is joining us this morning to talk about the early voting underway in the August 23rd primary. Let me start, Ralph, by just asking, is this a confusing primary for people? It seems that there's a lot of campaigning that's going on out there by a few candidates, but not everyone seeing the advertising can vote next week.
That's correct. It's unusual both in the fact that we have a second primary election, but then again, as opposed to the June primary, where every registered Democrat and every registered Republican was eligible to vote, here only about three-quarters of the registered Republicans and about half of the registered Democrats in the county are eligible to vote because of where they live.
It's kind of confusing for people when we talk about the upcoming election on the 23rd, Ralph, because the attention's all going to this GOP primary for the new congressional seat. There's also a general election for the seat that's going to no longer exist in its current state that was once held by Tom Reed. And then, you know, there's some other things as well, but explain to people exactly what there is to vote for.
Well, there is the Republican primary for to pick the Republican nominee for the 23rd congressional seat, whose name will be on the ballot in November, and then we'll be running for a full term. There is also the Democratic nominee who will be chosen in the 26th congressional district that will be running as the Democratic nominee for the full term. In addition to that, what we have is we have a special election to fill the vacancy, which was created by Congressman Reed resigning during the course of the year. So Southern Tier, when you go into the booth, you not only have to choose your congressman candidate that you're going to have for the November election, but you also have to choose the congressman candidate who's going to fill the seat from now till January 1st.
And then isn't there a Senate also election coming up?
Right. There is a Republican Senate election for the 61st Senate seat, which includes Amherst, Tonawanda, Grand Island, parts of the city of Buffalo. So that is also another primary which is being voted for in August.
Turnout for early voting. I mean, what's expected in an election like this? What did you see over the weekend? More or less than what would be expected?
Well, we're expecting a generally low turnout, and that seems to be bearing true. It paralleled very much the turnout that we saw in the June primary elections, where about one in every five eligible Democrat and Republican showed up to vote. We're running slightly below the numbers that we saw in June. However, the number of eligible voters that we have in both the Democrat and Republican Party is slightly less because it isn't the full complement of registered Republicans and registered Democrats that are eligible to vote.
What do you expect on next Tuesday, the 23rd, when it comes to turnout?
Well, with Republicans, you get generally a larger turnout on Election Day than you do in early voting. Democrats seem to be a little bit more spread out between absentee mail-in voting, early voting, and then Election Day. So we're going to see pretty much what we saw in the June primary election, where you're going to see an uptick in the number of people coming out to vote actually on the election day. However, there are a lot of other factors that may play into it. One is the weather, vacations, the fact that it's in August. We haven't had a primary election in August. In the past, we've always had them either in June or in September. And this is the first type of experiment that we've seen that where we've had a primary election in August.
So it's a little bit different for just about everybody. I mean, what about you for setting up all these early voting, you know, places for an election in August? How much of an added expense is that? How much do you need to do to kind of get this all set up? And it's a pretty robust early voting, you know, system here with a lot of locations. How much work needs to be done to get that up and running at a time where you might not be used to it?
Well, we haven't had a break since we had the June primary. In fact, we certified the June primary election results in the very next day, mailed out the absentee ballots for the federal and military overseas personnel for the August primary. So it's been one continuous election, actually, at the Board of Elections since possibly May or June. It's been basically nonstop in our offices since then.
Ralph, are you getting a lot of calls into the Board of Elections about voting, whether it's early voting or voting on the 23rd from people?
We have been receiving a number of calls at the Board of Elections, and we encourage the calls because it is somewhat confusing because at the June primary election, every registered Republican, every registered Democrat were able to go to the polls to vote for the gubernatorial candidate. This year, it depends where you live as to oppose whether you have an election or you don't have an election. So rather than go to the polls and be confused, we do encourage people to call the Board of Elections or visit our website to determine whether you do have an election and where you go to vote. Early voting, we have all 38 early voting sites open and operating, and we've always been, Erie County has always been either number one or two in the state in their early voting, and we expect that to continue again through this primary election.
All right. Well, it's a lot to keep in mind and definitely a little bit unusual. Ralph, thanks as always and good luck over the next, months. You'll be hard at work around the clock. Ralph Moore, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner, talking about the early voting turnout over the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.